250 years of a nation, 1 minute, one story. This is America in Focus. July 1776. A new nation has been declared, but it has not yet been secured. Colonies have announced their independence from Great Britain. The words have been written, the speeches have been given. But now comes the test. Off the coast of New York, dark shapes appear on the horizon. One ship, then 10, then dozens. The British are coming. Thousands of soldiers pour into New York Harbor. Red-coated troops, Hessian mercenaries, warships armed with powerful cannon. Their mission is unmistakable. Destroy the rebellion, restore the king's authority, end the American experiment before it truly begins. Across the city, General George Washington watches. His army is smaller, poorly supplied. Many of his soldiers have never fought a major battle, yet they prepare to face the greatest military power in the world. Every musket is cleaned, every position fortified, every soldier wondering if he will survive the weeks ahead. Meanwhile, hundreds of miles away, in Philadelphia, another battle is taking place. Not with muskets, not with cannon, but with courage. On July 30th, New York's delegates officially joined the cause for independence. For the first time, all 13 colonies stand united. No turning back, no second thoughts, no surrender. And soon, delegates prepare to sign the Declaration of Independence. A simple act, a signature. Yet it is an act that could cost them everything. If Britain wins, these men will be branded as traitors, their property seized, their freedom lost, their lives forfeited. Still, they sign. As the week of July 27th, 1776 comes to an end, America stands upon the edge of history. The declaration has been made. The armies are gathering. The future remains uncertain. No one knows whether this revolution will succeed. No one knows whether the United States will survive. But the people of these colonies have made their choice, and the world is watching. That was 1 minute, one story from 250 years of a nation. I'm Dan Bortner, and this is America in Focus.
America in Focus is made possible through the support of Airmaster, Holtz Cafe, Bedford Federal Savings Bank, Bailey's Flowers and Gifts, Golden Corral, Sipes Toy Box Storage, Bedford Office Supply, Visiting Angels, and American Legion Post 250. These businesses and organizations help support local programming and strengthen the communities we serve. We appreciate their partnership and encourage you to support them whenever you can.